It's 8:40 on the ticket, looking at the ticket weather radar. We've got a lot of rain moving through Dallas-Fort Worth, but temperatures above freezing. The frozen precipitation is currently all off to the west from a line, Gainesville to Decatur down to Brownwood. Lots of freezing precipitation and snow out to the west moving off to the northeast. And so we've got some school closings. Well, he's a Pro Football Hall of Famer, but he also specializes in school closing announcements. Joining us now via satellite with the latest school closings, it's the playmaker Michael Irvin, the former Cowboy great.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, Michael, we got you.
I'm coming to you live this morning from the streets of Dallas-Fort Worth.
You're out on the streets.
I'm out on the streets. In fact, I am behind the wheel of a snowplow.
You are.
And I'm going to start it at this time. Let's go ahead and give it a start.
Oh, it finally turned over.
Started.
That snowplow sounds like you.
It does, doesn't it? So we got it started now. We got it started.
Michael, isn't it just raining in Dallas right now? Do you need the snowplow?
It is, but I'm headed west.
Oh, okay.
I am headed down 30, and I am going to go to Weatherford. I am going to go out to Possum Kingdom and Grayford in that area and out to the west. But so I'm going to crank this thing up, and we have some closings to report, by the way. Out to the west, it is bad. Bowie, you're closed. Azle, closed. Archer City, opening up at 10 a.m. Is it Al Ward or Al Ward?
Well, I think it's Al Ward, but some say Al Void.
It's closed!
Oh, okay.
It's closed. So is Lido. Lido, do not go to school today. Do not attempt to drive on these roadways that are so treacherous. Same thing in Decatur. Now, let's get some other late opening, you know, the late to open around the Metroplex. Let's make a phone call real quick out to the Star and a very good friend of mine who's going to help join us at this time. Poolville, you're also closed today. So is Gordon. So is Glen Rose.
A lot of West Texas schools.
Yeah, out
closed
to the west, Strawn, Springtown.
You've reached the Star, home of the Dallas Football Cowboys. How may I direct your call?
Who's this?
This is former coach Jason Garrett, current receptionist.
What are you doing out there? Yeah, Jason, I appreciate your time with the Cowboys. I need Jerry.
Hold on just a moment. I'll direct your call. Direct your call. Your
that's
call.
I swear, man. Oh, we got to take
Jerry
a round.
Hey,
Jerry.
Yeah, this is Jerry.
It's a playmaker.
Oh, I should have known. It said playmaker on my
It is so cold in the D, Jerry. We got to close down some school districts. We also need to notify people who will be late to open today. And since you are late to sign Dak, I thought you would let them know who is going to open late today.
Well, now, I wouldn't say that I'm late to sign Dak. Dak is just late to coming to his final.
Pay the man, Jerry! Pay Dak now! Get this done!
It's real easy for you to say.
Get this done now!
Spending somebody else's money now, aren't you, Michael?
I apologize for yelling. I apologize for yelling. I do. But let's go ahead and get to those places that are not going to open on time today.
I can tell you one place that is not closed this morning, and that's the Star. The Star is open.
Open for business.
Open for business.
Open to negotiate with Dak.
Especially to the especially open to the starting quarterback who ought to be in here working out and not staying at home thinking about money he's not going to get after I franchise his ass.
Pay the man. Do not franchise him. Do not franchise him. Pay the man, Jerry.
But in addition to the Star not closing, we have a few places that are delayed.
What we got?
Off the top of my head, I would say that the city of Granbury is experiencing a two-hour delay.
Okay.
In schools opening.
I'll take that.
High Point Academy is undergoing a two-hour delay.
I like it.
Eagle Mountain Saginaw ISD is delayed.
Do not be on time.
They're delayed an hour and a half, plus another half hour. So that's a two-hour total delay.
Yes.
Morgan Mill ISD can brag about delaying their start till 10 a.m.
That's what I'm talking about.
Why is that exciting to you, playmaker?
I love it.
At I love it. Bluffdale ISD has a 10 a.m. start, and buses are delayed right now.
Buses are delayed. Jerry, thank you so much.
I appreciate that, Michael.
Thank you so much.
and let me just tell you, we miss you, Michael.
I miss you.
We miss you here. We certainly could win Super Bowls with you, and we haven't been able to do that with anyone else.
We should have won 8. Well, let me tell you something, Jerry. I love you.
I love you. Is your son in the background or something? I hear somebody.
No, that's my snowplow.
Your son is a snowplow?
No, that's my snowplow. That's the engine. That's the exhaust that it makes. Do a manifold.
I didn't get
exhaust.
Any of that.
All right, then. All right.
I love you, Jerry. I love you.
Take care. Do you need me to reroute you back to the front reception, or are you okay?
I'm good. I'm all good, right, buddy.
Good morning. Yeah,
that's Jerry Jones from the Star. No closings at Frisco, but there are some delays. I'm going to make one more phone call as we drive along here throughout the Metroplex. One more question. Lindsay, by the way, you are closed today. Jacksboro, Weatherford Christian School, closed. One of the late ones Jared did not get to. Vernon ISD is going to open up at 10.
Hello?
Yes, this is Bill Sanders with the organization known as Food for Thought. We are looking for food donations in the Metroplex for those who are less fortunate. Do you have any extra food in your pantry?
Michael, I know this is you.
How did you know? How did you know?
Well, it's pretty obvious.
I bet I know what you did. You heard me say Food for Thought, and you knew that that was an organization that you were tied to because you are number 8, and you have been in the forefront in feeding the hungry. And that's how you knew. You're so smart.
No, I knew it, Michael, because it's your voice.
Oh. That must have given away, partner. Hey, we cannot close down schools.
What's the sound in the background?
That's my personalized snowplow that I'm going through the Metroplex with. Clearing the way! Just like Daryl Johnson used to clear the way for Deuce Deuce and you!
Did you get the muffler tuned to sound exactly like you?
Just like me! Just like me!
Why are you laughing?
I'm going to name a school district, and you are going to formally close it down. Are you ready, Troy?
Why do you need me for this?
I need you.
I
need you. With conviction, Troy. I need you. Alito ISD.
Well, I guess since you mentioned it, it must be closed.
Okay. Closed! Closed! Come on, Troy. A little more enthusiasm.
Thanks for calling, Michael.
Brock ISD.
Close.
Close! Chico!
I'm assuming that's a real place, and I'm assuming it's closed.
Chico ISD is closed officially because the man himself, 8-Ball, just said so. Compass Children's Academy.
No, it's not closed because of me.
Compass Children's Academy,
what,
Troy?
What is Compass Children's Academy?
I guess it's a real place, and I guess it's closed.
Closed! Hey, officially closed by the man himself, Troy Aikman. I can't tell you.
I'm making myself a glass of water right now, so can I let you go?
I can't tell you how much I appreciate you, buddy. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you
for doing that for the
Metroplex, the people of Chico, and the people of that academy that I never heard of before. Okay. I appreciate that so much.
All right, thanks, Michael.
Do you remember when we won titles?
Michael, I remember it. Thanks.
We had him. We had me. But we had you.
Hey, listen, Michael.
Number 8.
If you could call my office next time, that's...
Somehow 8 was greater than 88. And number 22. 8 was the greatest number ever.
All right, thanks, Michael.
I love you. I love you.
Uh-huh.
Don't you hang up that phone until you say I love you.
Oh, no.
We got disconnected. Well, we always used to connect back in the day when we combined on touchdowns to lead the Dallas Cowboys to a world championship. There it is, official closing of the Metroplex.
Michael, thank you. It's always great to get Playmaker School closing.
You're welcome.
It's 8:49 on the ticket. Be careful going to work or school this morning. Coming up next, outrageous sports claims.